What's poppin', y'all? Welcome to another great episode of Tag Team Talk. I got my main man, Mander Reese, to my left. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, man. I'm doing good. How you doing? How was your weekend?
My weekend was decent. I can't complain. How was yours?
It was good. Mm-hmm. We threw my mom a birthday party for her 60th birthday Saturday.
Wow, big 60. Congrats, mom.
Big 60. Yeah.
Happy That's birthday. Crazy.
Well, her birthday was last Tuesday, but still, happy birthday to my mom.
I know. Anytime you get to celebrate mom's birthday, that's a great day.
Yeah, for sure. I got to put on it was a while since I put on a suit. It was a sneaker ball.
Oh, wow.
So, you know,
you put on up a little bit. Suit and okay.
Yeah.
I only wear suits for weddings and shit. I had
a suit that I had bought in like 2020 when I went on like a date. Or something like that.
Damn.
And I haven't worn it since.
What type of date? And I was like,
this was the only time I went on a date like that. And it was not, let me tell you something. It was a fancy restaurant, a high upscale restaurant. It was not worth it. Listen to me. If you're watching this podcast, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm talking directly to you. Those high scale restaurants. Most times the food ain't hitting.
It's about the experience.
Take your ass to Chili's. Take your ass to Chili's or Longhorn Steakhouse or something.
Hey, Longhorn go crazy. That's Longhorn go crazy for sure.
I had Longhorn for the first time Friday.
Oh wow! And you liked it?
Like some Parmesan crusted chicken.
Oh, they Parmesan crusted chicken is I had it last time I went because I ain't want no steak or ribs that day, so I was like, let me try something different. And I was like, this sounds decent. I tried it and I was like, hold on. I was sleeping on this.
The drinks is good.
They got some good sides.
Yeah. Good, man. The corn. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I got to go back. But everything's cool, man. Everything's cool. Weekend was good. We here. Monday Night Raw is over. And, yeah.
You going to have to help me on top of the show because I was 30 minutes late. So I don't know what happened in the first.
You didn't
minutes.
Miss much. Logan Paul opened the show.
Wow.
Yeah. Logan Paul opened the show because this weekend is the championship match between him and Jey Uso.
Yeah.
He was cutting a promo on Jey Uso, and Gunther interrupts Logan Paul.
Okay.
And says, you know, you're saying that you're gonna beat the guy who took my championship, so you're saying you're better than me, or something like that, and. It goes from that, and it's kind of weird because it's like, then Gunther starts showing Logan Paul love, and then Logan Paul's like, yeah, Gunther, you know, I didn't know he was a good businessman, but he said he part of the Low Gang. I'm like, what? The Low Gang? Is that the name of his fans or something? I never heard that before. So then Gunther switches it up and says, if you want to know what I do to, you know, people who come into this business and aren't wrestlers, ask Pat McAfee.
Oh my God. So, hey, I like that dig.
And and then Gunther talks his shit. I can't remember what the closing line of the promo was, but he throws the mic down. He leaves the ring. Logan Paul starts talking trash to him, like, you know, well, where you going? Something like that. And obviously Jey is behind him. Jey hits him with the super kick.
Oh, okay.
Says, yeah, I'll see you this Saturday. Four letters, one word.
Yeet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's how that started.
Yeah, that was like, I don't think that was the whole 30 minutes, but it was most of the 30 minutes. I think right after that, what did happen right after that? I know the first match of the night was the triple threat between Roxanne, Becky. Yeah,
that's literally where
Natalia.
That's where I came in at.
Yeah, not much happened between Paul Heyman stopped Jey backstage. I think that happened. Did you see that?
No.
Okay, then that happened after the segment and took place before the match. It was just him basically saying, hey, you got to deal with Braun Breaker tonight. Nothing special.
Okay.
Yeah.
I throughout the show, it was funny seeing Seth Rollins walk around and threaten people.
Yeah, I was like, okay, what are we doing with this? Like, why is he just going around threatening, like, people? I don't know.
I guess, essentially, if you are in his way of getting to the goal, you become a target. And I guess he essentially wants to let people know that him and his faction, well, Bron Breakker, essentially.
Yeah.
They here to take people out of there in a way.
He talked to Logan Paul and who else?
Gunther.
Gunther, yeah.
Yeah.
And we still haven't gotten that match.
What, Logan versus Gunther or the...
No, we still haven't gotten a Seth versus Gunther match. It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so that would be interesting.
That's crazy that they've never wrestled. Even from NXT? Never.
Nope. They wasn't in NXT. Well, I mean, sometimes the main roster guys will go down to NXT. You know what's interesting? I forgot all about this. It all makes sense now. Paul Heyman was like down at NXT for like a day and he was like hyping and managing Bron Breakker. But when Seth was World Heavyweight Champion, Bron Breakker like challenged him for the World Heavyweight Championship on NXT. And Seth came down to NXT, had a match with Bron. It was like, you know, respect type of thing. So I'm like, wow, I forgot all about that. But no, no Gunther versus Seth in NXT or anything like that.
That would be an amazing match.
Amazing match. Just
too competitive. Their styles are just so... I just think their styles will mesh together beautifully.
Let them go for like 20 minutes straight. I'll watch the whole thing. 20-minute match. I'll watch the whole thing.
I mean, I don't think Gunther hasn't had a match that disappointed me. I think I've always been impressed with whatever he puts out.
Even the Pat McAfee match, I wasn't disappointed. I was just irritated, but not disappointed. So, yeah, I don't think he has a bad match. Like,
yeah.
Gunther don't miss, man.
No, he doesn't.
Gunther don't miss. Best in the world. One of them, anyway.
Then we got the Money in the Bank qualifying match.
Yes.
Roxanne, Natalya, and Becky Lynch.
Shout out to them putting Natalya in this match.
I thought it was actually a really good match. Natalya ended up at one point putting them both in the
sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter. I remember she tried to do it where it was stacked up on top of each other. And I was like,
that looks so stupid.
And I was like, is this going to work? I was genuinely curious if that was going to work. It did not.
I just think that looks so stupid because she's done that before.
Oh, she has. I've never seen
her do that before. She's done that before. I think it looks stupid.
Okay.
I think it looks stupid. It's impressive that you... But I think it looks stupid.
Okay. I actually was surprised Roxanne won this. I thought Becky Lynch was going over. What's her name?
Oh, Lyra.
Lyra ended up interfering and whooping Becky Lynch's ass. So, I'm guessing that story isn't over. So, they still got their shit going on. We're probably going to see that match again soon, which I'm not mad at. I thought they did a good job the first time, so let's keep it going. And then, Roxanne got the Money in the Bank. I don't know if she's going to win Money in the Bank, but she's definitely getting her push that she deserves.
Do you want to tell the people what you text me when you saw Roxanne win that match?
This is my first time seeing her finisher, and I was like, "That shit sucks." I mean, it don't move me. It's very underwhelming.
When I had my phone and like with the messages, the very last message would pop up first. So from you, it said, "This shit sucks" or "That shit sucks," and I'm like, "Damn, what he talking about?" So when I open it, I see he said Pop Rocks. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's facts. That shit sucks. Like, it's worse than Oblivion. And y'all know how I feel about Oblivion. It's worse than Oblivion.
I'm actually a fan of Oblivion. So, like, I think Oblivion is nice.
It's like the only thing any finisher can get over if you protect it enough. Like, Bayley's finisher used to be a belly to belly. Like, the people's elbow is the dumbest finishing move in the history of wrestling.
It's actually very fucking stupid.
But the fact that he has so much charisma and it's like, you don't even think about the fact that, oh, he's just dropping the elbow on the guy. Like,
but also, it's his bare elbow. It's not just a padded elbow.
I don't even care. I don't even care. I don't care. But it got over, and you don't even think about the fact, like, oh yeah, it's an elbow. Like,
I do.
I think the Cobra. You remember Santino used to do the Cobra? Yeah,
the Cobra. The Cobra.
There was a time where nobody kicked out of the Cobra.
Young me used to think that shit really hurt. I used to be like, oh, he fucking hit them in the neck. They can't breathe.
Right, like the Samoan spike and shit. Just
hey, the look. Umaga with the Samoan spike. That you I used to think he used to. Off. I used to think he used to really hurt people with that.
What pisses me off about, like, even now when, like, Solo does the Samoan spike and people sell it, they sell it like they knocked out, and I'm like, that's not going to knock you out. Like, hold your neck or something. You're supposed, like, you can't breathe. Like, I don't know, man. Well, I don't know. But Santino's Cobra.
The chop.
The first person to.
Remember the chop?
From Great Khali?
Yeah.
Hey, look. That's a real finish, yo. Like, have you seen his hand?
Yeah.
Imagine a motherfucker that tall. That's bringing that big hand down on the top of your skull with force. That's going to hurt.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt. I still remember when he squeezed Rey Mysterio head like a grape.
And then Rey had the blood coming out of his mouth and everything. And, bro, what happened to the ability to build up big men to make them look extremely powerful? I feel like that art of wrestling has been lost.
You don't see that. I think they were on their way with it with Bronson Reed.
Yeah, they were.
But they had him lose to Seth Rollins.
Yeah, but he not Big Show, Great Khali, Mark Henry big.
Now that Mark Henry run where he was like, he just, Hall of Pain, that was.
Dude is just big. Bro,
Like,
I don't know. Those dudes are bigger. He's just big. They were bigger. He's big.
Well, Mark Henry's not that tall. Him and Bronson Reed probably about the same height.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Mark Henry's not like.
But Mark Henry was like the world's strongest man, though.
Yeah. 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 That's true. When was the last time we had like a big man that they? Because they really
they tried to do it with Omos. Strowman. They tried to do it with Omos.
Yeah.
But they just
that shit ain't work.
So are fans not intrigued by that stuff no more?
I don't know. Maybe Triple H isn't, because that, like, Vince liked the big men. So, like, maybe Triple H isn't, because I think Omos has potential. You could still do that with Omos, but I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the big dudes were, like, protected. And, like, they were feared. And even Kane, Umaga, like,
there's a special place in wrestling for that big monster.
Yeah.
Big guy, like. We don't have that right now.
Yeah, there's no one in the company that's, like, feared by everyone.
Nah.
And I don't know how you... Because I feel like, also, you need your stars to be willing to, like... Like, with Roman Reigns, let Omos beat his ass. Like, an Undertaker would let Great Khali whoop his ass. Like,
let him beat his ass, but Roman Reigns ain't taking that pin.
True.
He ain't taking that pin from Omos. Undertaker, I'm pretty sure Great Khali pinned the Undertaker.
Yeah. Great. I mean, Undertaker got pinned by, what's his name? Vladimir Kozlov on a Friday Night SmackDown.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you remember that. I forgot all about that. Oh my God.
They literally started that man like 9-0 or something, and then he had
Vladimir Kozlov, man.
They built him up for going against Triple H at SummerSlam, and they gave him a match on Friday Night SmackDown against Undertaker, and he won.
Vladimir Kozlov.
And then after
the thing Vladimir Kozlov is known most for now is the meme that says, I love WWE.
It's crazy. They ain't do nothing.
He beat the Undertaker clean, and then years later, he was in a tag team with Santino Marella.
Yes, exactly. He was being a funny guy. He went from being this feared guy to being funny with Santino.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
But we can get back to the show at the end.
Oh, yeah. What shout out to Natalya being in this match, giving Natalya some shine, some love. She hasn't been on like the show in a while or been able to showcase anything in a while, so that was Natalya's, nice to see.
I remember Natalya when we were younger. Natalya's she separated herself from her brother. Are they really her brothers?
They were never her brothers. They
okay. I know that. I thought they portrayed them as, didn't they portray
the tall one? The tall one was her cousin.
Okay.
The other one, the small one, is her husband.
Oh, that's her husband?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was crazy.
He's not even in the family. He just like he grew up with the family and they like trained him and stuff. But
oh wow. Yeah. Okay. Because I remember they were trying to get all of them over as like as a group. But like she kind of just separated herself, and then they kind of tried to do their own thing. That shit didn't work, and then they kind of had to. They ended up just falling out.
Her husband's career ended early, prematurely because of an injury.
Oh, it's an injury fam?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember watching, because I was rewatching it, and they was seeing her rise and them not really continue to rise was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I remember that. I think they was the Hart Dynasty.
The Hart Dynasty. Yeah. I don't remember what happened after this. I ain't gonna lie to you. This was.
Well, I do want to say I want to wait to see who else is going to be in the Money in the Bank match, but
yeah,
right now Roxanne is my pick
for sure. For sure, I definitely. Yeah. I gotta wait to see.
Rhea's I still got to wait to see, but I think she has a good chance to win.
Rhea won her qualifying match. There was an injury in her match, too.
Yeah, unfortunately. Shout out to Zoe Stark.
Yeah, it looked like she fucked her knee up bad in this match.
Yeah, she was, like, audibly in pain.
Yeah, she had to be walked off and everything. Yeah, that's sad. You hate to see shit like that.
And apparently it's a knee that she injured before, too, so.
Oh my god. It's tough. That's sad. You never want to see nobody go down. Nah. And I know when you hear wrestlers wrestle through injuries, you know she had to be going through it to where she couldn't even finish the match. She couldn't even try to give it a go. That's how you know how bad it was. But Rhea
ended up. We did get Kairi Sane returning.
Yes, we did. I don't even know who that is. That was she was new to me.
You watched. She was in Damage Control.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
She doesn't look familiar. Did she change how she looks?
Nah. I mean, she is a little more jacked now, but she looks the same. She was in Damage Control. She was in the tag team with Asuka.
Oh, and Io. Okay.
Asuka, Io, and Dakota Kai.
Okay. Okay. I did not. I don't remember. I don't. She doesn't stand out to me. Maybe I only saw her as a girl in damage control.
I think that's a fair assessment. I understand completely. Because I think she's great in the ring. I just don't care about Kairi Sane because there's nothing to care about for me.
Mm. Well, Rhea ended up winning the match, so.
Of course she did.
She doesn't seem like a Money in the Bank wrestler.
We've never seen her in one, so this should be interesting. She has to earn her way to the championship instead of just crying to get one. So, yeah.
I wouldn't even want to see her with the Money in the Bank briefcase. That shit would look weird.
Wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be
fun. I don't want to see her walking around with the briefcase.
It's like the old Cena shit, like LOL Rhea wins. Like.
Yes. I don't. And I remember people were speculating John Cena won on accident.
I remember that. Yeah, and I don't think that was the case.
He's just such a good actor. He made it look like an accident.
He's so goofy. It's like, that was on purpose. Trust me. You think, actually, it was like 2013. So this possibly it was 2012. So this possibly very well could have been the case. But he hit Big Show with that briefcase, and briefcase came off.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me y'all think Big Show was supposed to win that motherfucking match? Who was in that Money in the Bank match? I can't remember. Let's see.
I don't remember who. I don't remember. I know it ended with Big Show. Jericho probably was in it. It was probably Jericho. I think The Miz had the belt, right?
Not in 2012. CM Punk did.
And Punk had the belt. So Miz is probably in the match.
Let's see.
I'm interested.
Cena defeats Big Show. Okay. You got one right. Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Wait, it was only one, two. It was only six people. No, wait.
Isn't it normally
five people in this match?
There was only five people.
Five people.
Isn't it normally like eight?
It's normally like at least six.
Oh.
Okay. So John Cena, Big Show, Chris Jericho. Can you guess the other two? In 2012.
Ray?
No.
So is the Miz isn't in it, right?
The Miz is in it.
Oh, okay. The Miz.
So you got one more.
And I don't know.
Kane.
Kane's in it? Oh, shit.
So looking at that, yeah, John Cena won. He was supposed to win. It's no way. It's no way.
Only other person that had an argument was Miz.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe Chris Jericho.
At that point, Chris Jericho wasn't in the World Heavyweight title picture, though.
I mean, he had lost to Punk at WrestleMania, so maybe you could say, like, they moved him down, possibly, since, yeah.
I liked him as an IC champion, more so than a world champion.
Me too. Me too.
I think his intercontinental reigns were always in an era where it wasn't, like, the prestigious title. He did a pretty decent job with it whenever he had it.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite Intercontinental champions of all time. Like, I in every era, he's had the Intercontinental championship. One of the greatest Intercontinental championship matches is Rey Mysterio versus Chris Jericho. I can't remember the pay-per-view, but it was in 2009, I think.
Yeah.
Good match. Really good match.
And then other than Seth Rollins going around threatening people, we got a main event where it honestly had a very predictable ending. Sami Zayn kind of hinted this at the beginning, not at the beginning of the show, but somewhere in between, where if it became a numbers game, I got your back. I'll be out there with you. So it seemed like it was already going to happen. We already knew it was going to end in a DQ. So this shit, it honestly kind of went the direction that I expected. Honestly, I didn't expect Logan Paul to get involved. That's the only thing that caught me off guard.
Typical shit. And what happened? He came, knocked him out, and the show went off. Like,
yeah.
That's all he does. He's not doing anything else but coming in and sucker punching people. That's it. I don't understand.
I think we're getting like a version of Logan being full time. He's been almost on all Monday nights.
I guess if you want to consider that full time.
What would you mean full time?
I mean, technically it is full time if he's there every week or mostly every week. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to wrestle every week.
No,
full time. So
he is. I don't. Like, CM Punk technically isn't part time, but he shows up every week. Most of the weeks. He took a little break after Mania, which is expected. A lot of the stars did.
To be honest, it wasn't much of a break. He was off for like a week, and that was
it. I think he was on for 2 weeks, and then he came back. And
2 weeks? No, it was a week.
It was a week?
Yep, it was a week. The only episode he missed was that one where they beat up Sami Zayn, and he was back the next week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That man's a workhorse.
Hardworking man at age almost 50, probably.
I think he's like 44.
That's probably true.
But wrestling age is so weird. I never know how to gauge it.
Yeah, it's like, at what point is it? Are you considered old? You know, because like Damian Priest is like 41.
Yeah, but he still can wrestle at a high level.
But he also hasn't been around long, so it feels like he's young.
Yeah.
But he's not. Like, L.A. Knight.
L.A. Knight's the same young. Hey, the dude who just debuted on Friday Night SmackDown, Jacob.
He like 38.
No, he's like, isn't he 42?
Let me see.
What's his name again? Isn't it Jay?
Look up Jeff Cobb.
Yeah, Jeff Cobb. Yeah, he's 42 years old.
God damn.
Jeff Cobb is 42, and he just debuted in WWE.
He built like Rhino.
Oh.
like when I see him, I'm like,
I could see it.
That motherfucker is built like Rhino.
I could see it. Nah, that's...
We did skip a match. We went out of order. But I don't think the Natalya... I don't think the Triple Threat was next after that opening segment. It was Finn and JD.
Oh, yeah. For the Americana interfere. It was Finn and JD versus AJ Styles and...
Penta. And Finn got the pin on Penta.
Yes, he did.
Thanks to the help of...
Americano.
But still.
The Americano-Penta feud is going to be very, very interesting.
Because
have we seen them, like, actually interact? Is it just, like, interference? I feel like that's all I've seen.
Yeah, that's it. Penta beat Chad Gable in a match, so...
And Chad Gable...
Technically.
Chad Gable backstage begging for a chance in the Money in the Bank.
Put him in the match, man. I swear to God, if they put El Grande Americano in the match instead of Chad Gable, watch they do that shit, bro.
I think Chad, that would be a sleeper to win. He would be a sleeper to win.
I would love if Chad Gable.
Hey, I would love it too.
I would lose my mind.
Hey, I'd fucking pop champagne if you want it.
Man, what? Like, what? I would lose my mind if Chad Gable won Money in the Bank. Yeah, yes, bro, please.
I would fucking go nuts. Chad Gable, they was building him up so nice, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just didn't go nowhere.
He should have been the one to beat Gunther last year at Mania, man. I said that.
They had a long feud, him and Chad Gable. And it seemed like they were somewhat going that direction, but then they went with Sami Zayn.
Out of nowhere.
Yes, I felt like, yes, that's exact. It seemed like Sami Zayn, his defeat, it didn't really make sense. There wasn't much of a storyline behind it.
It wasn't. Literally, Gunther and Chad had the story. He made his daughter cry, never got his get back. Instead, he trained the guy that beat Gunther, then couldn't beat that guy, then turned heel.
Yeah.
When nobody wanted to boot Chad Gable.
They should have kept him face, man. And then it was a stretch where he wasn't even on TV. He was just doing, like, dark matches. He was even going against Gunther in dark matches still.
And then they had him turn against the Alpha Academy to not even do a match with Otis.
Yeah, and now Otis got his ass beat last week by Rusev.
Tozawa next.
He talking like he really got it. He talking like he really, he looked like he finna do some shit.
Hey, man, if Rusev is coming back to WWE, why are we putting him in a feud with Otis and Tozawa? For real. And we got Sheamus fighting Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, where you could literally just have Rusev versus Sheamus. Like, that out the gate with Rusev coming back would be amazing.
But imagine, also, I think you can't do that. You don't want to pin either one of them this soon.
Why wouldn't you want to pin Sheamus?
You don't want to pin either one of them. Sheamus just came back. You want to build him up. He's talking about he wants
Sheamus to go, can take a pin.
But he's saying he wants to go for the IC title.
It's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
I'm going to look in this camera again, and I'm going to tell y'all, I understand we all want it.
Well, he wants
that's
it too.
It's just not happening no time soon.
I don't know, man.
I don't think they're giving him the IC title, bro. I don't.
I just think it would be fun to see him and Dom wrestle.
I don't think it's going to be Sheamus.
You don't think it's going to be Sheamus to be Dom?
I think we missed the ball on that already. It would have been nice if Sheamus beat Braun Breaker. That would have been cool.
Yeah, but that would have been nice.
The way Dom is getting cheered? Nah.
Oh, so you're saying that Dom has shifted unintentionally into babyface?
Eventually, yeah, he will.
So, like, you're saying that you don't want to see two babyfaces going at it? Is that what you're going to? Because Sheamus is also a face.
I think just giving, like, I don't see an avenue for Shane. Like, they got him fighting Grayson Waller and Austin.
I think
God
this
damn,
is.
Austin Theory.
I think this is just a way to make it look like he's back and make him look strong and look like he's back in shape and like he's like he's dominated those matches. So that's the only look. You can't have him. What is the direction with him and Rusev? That would just be two people who just came back, and then one of them's gonna look weak if they take the pin.
One is coming back from years. One is coming back from just not being on TV for a few weeks. Sheamus won't look weak taking a pin against Rusev. Look at the dude. Especially if he's like, if they having battles, like not getting squashed, just like having battles. Like,
yeah,
he's not going to look weak taking a pin.
Yeah. I think they're waiting for that. I don't think they're going to do it right away.
I think it's fair to wait for it. That's okay.
I do think Rusev's match against. What's the dude's name next week?
Tozawa.
Tozawa. That shit just looks weak.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
It looks weak.
I'm gonna tell you right now. My TV will not be on Netflix during that match.
It should.
I will not be watching that.
That match shouldn't go more than 2 minutes.
A minute. A minute. Matter of fact, I'll say 1 minute and 3 seconds. Let him count it take 3 seconds to pin his ass. 1 minute and 3 seconds.
His little scrawny ass should, he can't hang. They gotta make it look like he can't hang.
If he gets in any offense on Rusev, I'm gonna be pissed. Pissed.
What if they trying to build him up? What if they feel like he's the one to build up instead of Otis?
For the Cruiserweight Championship? What? Like,
I don't know.
Like, come on, man. What we doing? What's going to happen? He going to beat the shit out of Tozawa, then Otis going to come out and make the save. You know what? If they really want to build up Otis, I'm behind it.
Yeah.
If that's the goal for Rusev versus Otis, I'm behind it. But if they not doing that, I feel like it's a waste of time.
Yeah. I would like to see Otis get his opportunity.
I would, too.
I'm just so upset we ain't getting my boy, though. Bronson Reed should be. This was Bronson Reed, man.
He'll be back soon.
Man. I was such a Bronson Reed fan from when I first seen him.
And when he was like, when he was giving everybody the tsunami last year, I'm just like.
Yes. Even before that, I was just like, he's so damn athletic. What are they, like, he started off his career with like 11 or 12 and 0 or something like that in singles matches. He started off undefeated for a long time, and they was building him up. And then they kind of went away from him for a little bit, and then they eventually reignited him with some more juice. He was catapulting, and then he gets his War Games match, and then he breaks his damn foot, man. That shit hurt my heart. I know it hurt his heart. That shit hurt my heart.
And he was on a roll, too.
As a fan, man. That shit hurt, man. That shit hurt.
Man. He was supposed to be at WrestleMania, man. I know it. Like,
I know. I feel like that shit gotta make. I feel like when you know it was supposed to be your moment, you probably just sit back just crying. Like, I feel like I would probably shed a tear a little bit. Like, I'm happy for the people that's getting the opportunities that they're getting, but at the same time, kind of jealous. Like, I'd be jealous as hell. Especially when it's something I can't even control. Like, I broke my fucking ankle.
Nah, he could have controlled it. The way he landed, it kind of sucked. But
yeah.
Like, you don't want to jump off a cage and land feet first, brother. Like, actually, I don't even think he jumped off the cage, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Was it just the top rope or
the
cage?
No, it was the cage. He's jumped off the top of the cage.
Yeah, you was out of your fucking mind, bro. Was out of your mind, bro. Edge did that shit. Look how it turned out.
What happened to Edge?
When Edge jumped off the cage in AEW in a steel cage match, tried to land on somebody through the table, and he landed on the mat feet first.
This happened in
AEW?
He's
back now. AEW, yeah.
Oh, shit.
He was out for a minute. He was champion. He had to vacate the TNT title.
Oh, shit. I don't watch AEW that much. I would not have known that. I didn't know Edge fucked up his feet.
Happened last year. He did the exact same thing. Only difference is he's fucking 50.
Well, AEW is the place to go if you want to see some crazy shit like that.
You ain't lying, brother.
Hey, I went to that, they had a paper.
Oh, God, I remember. I remember.
All Out.
I remember. With
All Out.
Yep.
Hey.
Yep.
That was the craziest pay-per-view I've ever witnessed in my life.
With that steel cage match and that the syringe in the mouth.
Oh, stop. Oh, shit. Stop. That shit was... That was so hard to watch in real time. I didn't... They had... Somebody got Tombstone on a brick.
Yeah, that was the same match.
Yes, that's...
That same match.
That match had so many crazy spots that it was like... Oh, it was like, when do it end? It, like, you thought at some point one spot was enough, but it wasn't enough, and they just had more and more and more and more crazy spots. Kendrick say it's
not enough.
They had so many crazy spots in that match, man. Even, like, the other matches weren't, like... Old girl got speared through the barricade. I remember seeing
that.
Oh,
yeah.
AEW is... If you want to see some crazy-ass matches, man, AEW is the place. That's definitely...
I don't like their weekly shows, but them pay-per-views, they deliver.
Yeah.
They deliver.
Yeah, because they definitely going to bring excitement.
Yeah, and they're not just giving us five matches with a bunch of ads either. Triple H. And I don't even like AEW, but I'm giving them credit, goddammit.
I will say,
you're going to get your bang for your buck.
Yeah, when we went to that pay-per-view, we got like eight matches, and it was all exciting.
Got to give it to them.
But it's... I don't think the WWE will ever... They don't have... How do I put this? Like, AEW stars are more prone... to have crazy spots where WWE stars are way more reserved. WWE is a lot more reserved and more focused on storytelling, whereas AEW is more so for the excitement and the awe of wrestling. So,
just a different style of wrestling altogether.
Yeah, I think, was it Ospreay recently who said that we're talking about wrestling, that AEW has WWE beat?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Do you think that's true?
It depends on what you like. A lot of AEW style I'm not a fan of. It's not bad wrestling. Just not a fan of it. But he should feel that way because that's where he is.
True.
Straight up. Like, you know, y'all have a very successful basketball podcast. You're going to say, I feel like we the best. I feel like we the top podcast. Like, you know, I'm not going to go and say, oh, yeah, that wrestling podcast, that's better than me and D Mills. Hell nah.
Yeah.
I don't care if we just started. Yeah, we want to be the best. We enjoy doing this.
I would love to see the Forbidden Door be open, though.
Now, granted, thank God it's coming from somebody like Will Ospreay and not a nobody over that motherfucker. Because it would be like...
For sure.
But, yeah.
The Forbidden Door has to be open.
I don't think it ever will.
I'm a fan of the Forbidden Door be open.
I don't think that Forbidden Door is ever going to be open. Then again, WWE is working with TNA, and I never thought that would happen. So
they need to put their egos aside and work. There's an ego clash here between Hunter and Tony. I feel like that's going to really stop.
There's more than an ego clash, though, because when you talk about
wealth and money,
not even that. Like, when you talk about doing a show together, AEW and WWE, the two biggest companies in North America. How do you decide who goes over? How do you decide who gets last booking decisions on what? How do you come together on this? I want my guy to go. Well, my guy's got to go over. It's difficult. Yeah. But when it's something like TNA used to have a working relationship with AEW.
Mm-hmm.
TNA ain't got much leverage. AEW was up here. TNA was like here at the time. So it's like, Kenny Omega, he going over there and he going to win y'all championship. We'll put it on our TV and, you know, you might get some views or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, nah, I don't know. That's tough, man.
That's tough.
There's a TV show. You should watch it. You might like it. It's on Netflix. It's called Heels. It's about wrestling. It was only two seasons, but there was these two promotions and they came together to do a cross promotional thing. And it was like, no, my guy's going to go over. Okay. But I want my guy to go over. And it's like that. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah. Cause obviously I would love to see the Punk versus, Jack Ferry story.
Oh no. Let that go. Like, let that die. No more fights.
No, I would love to. Do you think they would put their differences aside to create money? Or absolutely. Is it that personal to where they like, F it?
Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels were able to put their differences aside to work a match. They hated each other. Shawn Michaels went on public television and accused Bret Hart of cheating on his wife. Yeah, like, if they can put their differences aside, I'm sure CM Punk and Jack Perry could.
Yeah. I just feel like there's so much money to be made there.
Matt Hardy and Edge work together.
Hey, no. You know what's even... That's crazy. Because, like...
Crazy.
Edge essentially took his girl.
Essentially. Literally. Did,
and then was... humping her under a mattress on TV.
TV.
Vince was a madman.
A madman, a maniac, a freaky ass boy.
There's no way. How do you make someone deal with that? I feel like that's not even a Matt and Edge thing. I feel like they kind of was just forced to do it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine being in a situation where I had to work with the dude that just took my girl.
Granted, Matt was on SmackDown when they did the whole humping thing. But even still, they had to work together and do matches together. Yes. And it's like, and they were professional about it.
They literally would take real life stories and turn them into actual WWE headline stories.
Those are the best ones when you blur the lines and some of the fans was like, all right, what's real and what's not.
They don't really do that no more.
They also probably don't. Sometimes you get it.
They don't really want you to know what's going on backstage.
I think Seth and CM Punk's feud in the beginning was like, we know Seth doesn't like CM Punk. Okay, they blurring the lines a little bit.
Yeah. But I'm talking about like the relationship shit.
Oh, yeah, they don't do a lot of those no more.
Yeah. That's where they did that a lot back then. That's because
like, most of the women was just used for that because, like, they didn't really give a shit about the wrestling. Now, I think, like, you could do both. Like, I think you could have, like, the women be important to wrestling, but you could do some relationship shit, too. Actually, they did it a few years ago. Otis, Dolph Ziggler, and Mandy Rose. But that was, like, during the pandemic. Nobody remembers that shit. Mm. Rightfully so.
So, Otis, who was dating who?
Otis was dating Mandy Rose. Oh, and wow. Dolph Ziggler was trying to, yeah.
And that was
Did real. You know that Otis won Money in the Bank?
What?
In 2021, Otis won Money in the Bank.
Ah, no, that's news to me.
And he lost the briefcase to The Miz. Yeah. Because Otis was popular as fuck in 2021. Like,
so why extremely have him lose popular. So they didn't view him as a world champion?
They gave him the briefcase because he was popular, and then they had him lose it because I guess they didn't want to pull the trigger. But then they gave the briefcase to The Miz, who beat Otis for it, only for The Miz to cash in on Drew McIntyre because Bobby Lashley beat up Drew McIntyre for The Miz and promised Bobby Lashley a title shot. So week later, The Miz faces Bobby Lashley and loses the title.
Is this for the U.S. title? This is when Bobby was U.S. champion, right?
Nah, this was for the WWE championship.
Oh, shit. I thought this was for the U.S. title. I thought this was when Roman had both belts.
Nope. No, this was before Roman had both. This was 2020. Okay, no. Otis won the Money in the Bank in 2020.
Okay.
This happened 2021 because Bobby Lashley went into WrestleMania as WWE champion. Defended against Drew McIntyre and won.
They did Bobby bogus.
They did. He had a nice, a longer title.
Yeah, no, he had a very, but it's like once he got lost the U.S. title, it seemed like they didn't know what to do with him.
That's literally one of the reasons they let him walk, because they said they didn't have anything for him.
That shit, I remember they had him show up to WrestleMania. They had him do his interest, and then he walked out.
He had a whole feud with Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley, and the feud ended by Brock Lesnar low blowing Bobby Lashley. That was the last match. Like,
yeah. I don't even. Do you think there's a world with. Nah, I think they doing anything over there in AEW.
Sheldon. Yeah, they doing something great over there.
Sheldon, they literally took everything. Well, Sheldon wasn't here. They went over there and they brought Shelton along.
Well, Shelton was here when they was they was in a group together, the Hurt Business.
Actually, yeah. But then they just transferred all that. They literally just said, bet, we're going to take this and take it to AEW.
Well, technically, they took it from TNA.
Oh, wow. Okay.
MVP and Bobby Lashley had, I think it was the Hurt Syndicate in TNA or Hurt something. Actually, and in WWE, they was the Hurt Business.
Okay.
And then they took the Hurt Syndicate.
Do people Syndicate. Watch? Where do you watch TNA?
I don't know where you watch it now. It used to come on TV back when they did the Hurt thing, but I don't know where you watch it now. I think you have to watch it online or something like that.
Oh, I remember TNA used to be my version of real wrestling.
TNA used to be the shit, man.
Yeah.
AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Christian Cage, Kurt Angle, Abyss.
I used to really tell myself that the WWE was fake and TNA was real.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know about that.
But hey, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in to another great episode of Tag Team Talk. I thought we gave y'all some great conversation. We always going to mix it up. We're not going to stick to strictly just about the show. We're going to have some, you know, we're going to have some runoff conversation that I think y'all probably going to really enjoy. And it'd
only be like three matches on the shows anyway, so like
we're not gonna sit here and give you always a deep analysis of everything.
Nah.
And that's cool. But
that's cool.
We appreciate y'all tuning in. We out, baby. Peace.